Okay, so the concept of a favorite movie has always been really difficult for me because, of course, things w like it's me. It wouldn't just be simple, would it? Like for favorite movie, I always have so much trouble answering that question because, like, you know, I watch movies at different points in my life and like different things were significant for different reasons, and also just like, you know, sometimes like. It's just like something will have like nostalgic value, or it'll have like it'll be corrupted by like different kind of things that made it significant at that time or whatever. So like I don't know, it's always really tough to say like, oh, this is 100% my favorite movie, because like if there's a movie that I saw recently, like that'll stand out to me so much more. Like when I saw Interstellar, I was like, that's my favorite movie right now. But you know, if I think about it, I'm like, oh well, you know, back in the day, I really loved Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, or like, oh, like The Lion King was The Lion King, and like, you know, all this kind of stuff. So like, I don't know, like I always kind of have to go like, this is a movie that I like. I can't quite say like favorite. I have to have a very good reason for calling something my favorite movie. I suppose a movie that I saw recently that I really liked. What did I go see? Oh yeah, it was It that I saw recently. I just haven't been able to see that many film, like full films lately. Oh yeah, my girlfriend showed me Hocus Pocus. Have you guys seen Hocus Pocus? Oh, it's this really campy like Halloween film for kids, which was about these like three witches that come back from the dead, and they kind of like they're terrorizing kids, and it's all like all of it is like semi comedic and all that kind of thing. But the thing I will say, like, it holds up all right. Like I mean, it's silly. It's a silly movie. Like, I wouldn't have watched it if my girlfriend weren't like hanging over my shoulder going like, watch it, it's good. This is my childhood. But like, but one thing I will say is that like they actually like did the magic. Like, I was really impressed because like they actually, that's one of the few films I've seen that did magic well, because there's so many films that are like, magic is just me waving my hand, and then a thing happens off screen that you won't get to see. Harry Potter, obviously, like once it hits Order of the Phoenix, I think they did ma like they started doing magic like really well. Like obviously, you know, the big battle between like Dumbledore and Voldemort in Order of the Phoenix. I'm searching to find like a superpower or magic-based battle that holds up to that level of like, you know, because that was just like that was just magic done perfectly. Whereas like this, you actually got to feel just like the amount of power that was going on like in the room where like, you know, Dumbledore like doing all this kind of weird stuff, and like Voldemort just like exploding like all these windows and stuff, and just like it was so visceral, like. Like, I really, really hope that sometime soon, like, I get to see magic done that well in film. And like Hocus Pocus, to be fair, actually, like, it felt quite good. Like whenever like the witches did like the weird, whatever weird magic stuff they do, like it actually, like, despite the visuals looking a bit weird, it still like it felt good. It actually like that was something that like obviously is not the first thing you th first, second, or third thing you think of when you think of that film, because the whole rest of it is just like this silly kids film. But like, I don't know, it's something that I did notice. Like, it did actually make it a lot more enjoyable for me seeing like that they actually managed to make the magic look and feel real, if you know what I mean. Hocus Pocus definitely isn't my favorite film, though, I'll say that. Nor was It. Oh, do you know what I found about, like, what I thought about It? Was that, like, as a horror film, I love horror films, and It was not bad. It was pretty good. The one thing I think is really where it falls down, a lot of, like, my girlfriend in particular has criticized me for saying this, and some people think I'm a bit weird for saying this. Just kill the kids. Just kill the kids. No, listen here, listen, this is what I'm saying, is that, like, nobody died, except I think the one kid at the beginning, maybe, but you didn't see much of that. Like, when I saw the first bit where the, like, I mean, you know, I won't spoil, I mean, you're not gonna watch it, are you? But like, there's a bit where, like, at the beginning, this kid, like, is like trying to reach into the drain, and obviously the It thing, I mean, we've all seen the trailers, like It is there, go like, here, take the boat, and the thing, and then the kid, like, and the thing is, from the trailers, you're expecting him, the kid, to just get dragged into the sewer. But what happens is you actually see the monsters just like its mouth comes out and it just bites his arm off, and it's so like ah, like it just shocks you because you aren't expecting it, and like the kid's like crawling away, and then like the guy, the thing's arm like stretches out and pulls him back into the drain. That was scary. If the whole film went on with that feeling, would have been really spooky, because there were loads of bits in the film that like really were really tense, like this one kid like running through the library and stuff like that, and you're like, oh god, and like this one kid like up alone in like an office, and like there's this thing in the shadows at the other end of the room, and he's like terrified, and that's so good, like it's so tense and so scary. But the thing is, as the movie goes on, you go like, oh, the kid's really scared, I'm really scared, oh, nothing happened. Oh, like, no, this is really scary. Oh, nothing happened. Because, like, the thing is, as the movie goes on, you basically get to see that, like, oh, every time the monster comes out, he basically just comes out to go, rawr, I'm going over here now. Like, he just, like, leaves. He just goes, like, I'm here to be scary. And then I leave. Like, nothing happens. Like, I get that that's the idea of the monster, that, like, he's meant to feed on fear or whatever, but, like, is that, I don't know, like, it just doesn't seem that, like, scary as a horror film when, like, all these kids are trapped in a room with a vicious man-eating monster, and, like, all of them escape without so much as, like, a knock on the head or something, you know, like nothing happens to them. So, like, you know, it's just kind of, like, so fast, it just loses consequences. That's, like, a big lesson in, like, in horror making, is that, like, films like Blair Witch Project, they did really, really well at, like, getting you to feel the atmosphere and how everything was tense and, like, everything was so, so creepy. But you never quite got consequences. Like, it was never, like, it always felt like there was always a threat of consequences because you hadn't seen an actual monster. But the thing is, like, whenever you reveal a monster or whenever you have, like, your enemy or your, the threat, like, the good thing, see, the thing about Blair Witch Project is that the threat is, you never know what it is. That's one of the scariest things, is we don't know what it is. But the thing is like, once you do reveal what the threat is, then you need to have consequences for that threat to still be a threat. Otherwise, like, it just kind of becomes like, oh, there's a visual thing. Because there's so many movies, like, there's so many movies where, like, it just becomes an action film, like, halfway through, because it's, like, really spooky at the beginning. And then the monster, or whatever it is revealed, and, like, you got the full reveal, and we're like, oh, and then everybody just gets their shotguns out, and, like, all of a sudden, it doesn't matter anymore, like, nobody's scared of it, because, like, you know, it's just like, this is an action film, the heroes are gonna win, maybe somebody's gonna die to, like, make us feel sad, but, like, it's very clear that it's just not the same kind of, like, terrorizing entity that it used to be. And that's like, that's a big thing in horror films, is that, like, kind of you need to know how to pull the strings just at the right time. Like, that's something like that I'd really love to do. Like, I want to write a, like, horror experience for, like, theater, but it'd be really weird to do. But it'd be like an immersive piece where, like, nobody's sitting in, like, a row facing out. You're like all the seats are, like, dotted about, like, are, like, spaced out, so, like, everybody's sitting down and, like, they've got that, like, sense of isolation around them, like, nobody feels close to anybody else. And the whole thing is that, like, I think it was that, like, I wanted to do that, like, there's this one guy that comes in and says, okay, all of you guys have signed up for a quick trip through hell, so I'm gonna quickly do, like, a ritual here, I need you all to just participate with me so that we can all, and it'll, like, light incense, and it'll look kind of silly and all this kind of stuff, it'll be like, okay, we're gonna do this, and then, like, but then, like, it'll go through, like, different levels, and then, like, different stuff, like, weird stuff will start happening, and, like, I'll have, like, different actors coming out, and, like, once the lights go down, like, I'll have, like, actors coming out, and, like, like, for example, like, there can be something, like, the main thing will be happening over here, but I'd also, like, want, like, an actor in, like, full black uniform just to be here. And, like, a person's, like, sitting here, and they're like, I know there's somebody here, but the thing's happening over there. What's going on? Why is it coming from, like, and the whole idea that, like, the threat could come from anywhere at different points. Like, that's the thing that I really, really want to get. And I'll probably, like, have to plant a couple of people in the audience to make it look like somebody could come up and just, like, attack you. Obviously, like, I have to think of, like, the safety of how to do the different bits. But, like, I'd love to do that and, like, maybe make, like, this big costume, like, a big two-person costume where, like, like a person's like controlling like a big mask or something, and then like the rest of the body is like being moved by the other person, but there's one person doing it. Because you know, like, have you ever seen that, like, with like certain like costume things? Like, for example, like, you know, the big dragons when they're like on New Year's in China. I think it's New Year's, Chinese New Year, that is when they have the dragon. Yeah, go me, I'm really aware of different cultures. But like the fact that like the head is being controlled independently of a person, and it kind of like has this really interesting kind of sway to it, where like when it's being moved like that, where it just looks kind of weird and unnatural. And I'd love to have like this big like crow looking thing, like a thing with like a big beak and like scary face and all that, and like have that like stalk out into onto the stage, like while everybody's sitting there going like, what is that? And all that kind of thing. If I can build up the atmosphere enough, like it would freak people out. I'd love to be able to do that.